Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has criticized the federal judge who temporarily blocked his ban on travel to the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries, warning that the ruling will allow what he called bad people into the U.S.
I will never forget that my responsibility is to keep you, the American people, safe and free. That's why last week I signed an executive order to help keep terrorists out of our country. The executive order establishes a process to develop new vetting and mechanisms to ensure those coming into America love and support our people, that they have good intentions.
The U.S. Justice Department will appeal the federal judge's ruling about the travel ban. Demonstrators took to the streets of many U.S. cities as well as other countries' cities there, too. This is one of the protesters who was out in front of the U.S. Embassy in London. Meantime, President Trump continues to have phone conversations with world leaders.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, so many of my friends are Muslim, and I don't agree with that at all. How can you base someone on their religion not to come to the country? Not all Muslims are terrorists. That's not true. It's not the religion. It's not the religion. It's their ideology, and that's not right.
That is a protester outside of the U.S. Embassy in London. President Trump took to the phone again on Saturday to talk with world leaders, this time with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, seeking to reassure him of continued U.S. support as government forces and pro-Russia rebels battle near the Russian border. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran has conducted missile and radar exercises. The drills coming a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test it conducted last week. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis told Iran is the biggest state sponsor of terrorism, he says, in the world. Jordan says it's carried out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in southern Syria. Drones and precision-guided munitions killed and wounded an unspecified number of IS militants. It says strikes also targeted an IS-held former Syrian army post. Pro-Western Jordan has carried out such strikes before as part of the U.S. alliance against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Latest attacks came after King Abdullah had a high-level meeting here in Washington about the possible U.S. shift in Syria policy. Head of the United Nations Refugee Agency, Filippo Grandi, has just returned from Syria, spoke with reporters in Beirut, where he said he objects to the withholding of a protection resettlement offer to the people fleeing war and destruction in Syria. He also took issue with those who believe most refugees are jihadist.
Refugees are people that flee from the places that I have just seen in Syria. And I think I said it very clearly from there. This is where they come from these ruins, from this emptiness, from this. So they should be embraced, they should be received with solidarity and generosity, not identified as carriers of risk, of threat. They're not. These are people that flee from danger. They're not dangerous themselves.
Grandi also commented on a suggestion to create safe zones in Syria. He said that would not be safe because of all the terrorism there and the many different groups involved in the conflict. During a summit in Malta, European leaders agreed on an action plan to stem the migration flow into Europe along the central Mediterranean route. Number of persons dead or missing at sea has surged since 2013, and hundreds have lost their lives just this year alone. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen kicks off her presidential campaign with a promise, she says, to shield voters from globalization and make their country free, hoping to profit from political turmoil to score a Donald Trump-style upset. You can get more on this story and all the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And, of course, we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.